How were his grades at Punahou? The one time Obama Sr. visited him in Hawaii, the only memory Obama Jr. had of his father in person. The two of them fought over Barry's laziness about homework. Obama Sr. decided to be the Grinch that stole Christmas, demanding his son turn off the television and quit watching that animated movie so he could turn his attention to his next day's assignments. "Barry, you do not work as hard as you should," his father reprimands him. "Go now before I get angry at you." Obama writes that he dutifully but resentfully obeyed, going to his room and slamming the door, only to be saved by his grandfather, who, after Obama's father had left their apartment, came into Barry's room to tell him his father had no right to come in and bully everybody, including me, after being gone all this time. Barry's report on his father's visit was less than enthusiastic. "After a week of my father in the flesh," he wrote, "I decided that I preferred his more distant image, an image I could alter on a whim or ignore when convenient. As for the real-life father," Barry further comments, "if my father hadn't exactly disappointed me, he remained something unknown, something volatile, and vaguely threatening." In writing that, Obama is also letting us know that he'd grown accustomed to his grandparents and their inability or unwillingness to discipline him.